The state of Alaska's hiring freeze will be rescinded on June 1st. It's unclear just how much money was saved since it went into effect 5 months ago. State Budget Director Karen Rehfeld says the administration had hoped to save $12 million.
You know, at the end of the fiscal year, we'll be able to do the full analysis of the cost savings from the hiring freeze and our other efforts. But I think we're on track. You know, we had initially estimated on full-time GF positions that we could save potentially up to $12 million. I think that's probably still within the realm of possibilities.
Governor Palin instituted the freeze in January when oil prices were in the low $30 range, but she exempted workers in public safety divisions and at 24-hour institutions, as well as seasonal ferry, road, and firefighting crews. According to Rehfeld, more than 550 full-time positions were subject to the hiring freeze, but 354 waivers were granted, allowing some departments to hire during the freeze.